your agency's deadline for GPRA modernization and for the customer service executive order the president put out are right around the corner. Bill Lochtin is the director of the Federal Group of Information Builders, and he's here to talk about those deadlines and how you get ready for them. Thanks for being on this afternoon, Bill.
Thanks, Francis. I appreciate it.
Is it unusual? Did you think it was unusual when these when the bill was signed, for the GPRA 2 bill was signed, and then the customer service executive order came out, that there were deadlines, deliverables so soon after implementation release?
I think what it shows, Francis, is that there's a real seriousness from the administration and from OMB to make this happen and to really improve the level of customer service within the federal agencies. And I think this was a good thing. And I think our agencies are up to the task.
Are you getting a sense that they're going to be ready for these deadlines, or might there be some deadline slide, or what does that look like to you?
What we're hearing so far is that the agencies are hard at work to meet the deadlines. Now, as you're aware, there was a deadline today for June 1st to have the agencies were to have their performance information performance improvement officer brought on board, and so we'll see if the agencies have been able to accomplish that first task. But I do believe that the agencies we're talking and working with are hard at work at this.
What are
taking it seriously?
What are the connections between GPRA 2 and the customer service executive order specifically, because there's some schools of thought that they're not really that connected, and there are some schools of thought that they're just absolutely grafted to each other?
Well, I think what you're seeing here is that there's a real setting of hard customer service standards and expectations. Certainly that permeates throughout, the GPRA Modernization Act of 2011. But I think they are tied, because by improving the customer experience, using and adopting best practices, and taking advantage of technologies that are already in place. So part of this, Francis, is making sure that, you're addressing and taking advantage and leveraging technology where possible that you already have, and use that to lower cost and decrease the service delivery times. So I do think they are connected, and I think the overall goal, of course, is improving the customer experience.
Do you think that's been the biggest challenge, is for people to stick with the mindset of we don't need to necessarily go out and spend a whole bunch of money on new stuff, new ways of dealing with the people that we serve? We can do it with what we have. We just need to think a little harder about it?
I do think that there is less of a need for people to reinvent the wheel. I do think that a number of the agencies had already had good foundation in place, but where performance management has fallen in the past has been that it hasn't been agency-wide, or there wasn't widespread adoption. And I think one of the things that is important, one of the things that we're doing at Information Builders when we're working with our customers, is finding ways for them to make the technology that is going to be at the heart of performance management to be truly at everybody's fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, is a stakeholder in making sure that they're driving toward the goals.
How comfortable do you feel with the fact that the agencies are on board with the goals and objectives that the administration is setting? Because that, from some of the performance conversations I've had with people, that can be the hardest part. If the agencies, if the rank and file don't buy in at the beginning, then it's almost not even, there's almost no point in trying to measure the results, because you can't get a fair measure that way.
You hit it right on the head. I mean, this comes down to leadership, and I think it does come down to leadership at the agency level and at sub-agency level. The agency leaders need to be clear and to set achievable but aggressive targets. And yes, everybody in the organization needs to feel like they're an important stakeholder. Where these succeed is where there's that feeling, and where it doesn't work is where there are people in the organization that feel like, well, that's somebody else's responsibility.
Because of all of the elements in government that are susceptible to the I'll be syndrome, I think this is probably it. You're familiar with that, right?
Sure.
I'll be here after they're gone. I was here before they came.
Okay.
And that's the whole mentality a lot of times that is pervasive throughout the concepts and execution of performance management.
And this is why I like the aggressive deadlines and the milestones, because I do think that the employees understand this is not just another mandate that's come down that doesn't have any teeth to it. I think that there's a real feeling, and again, this is, you know, the customers that we work with are saying that they're on board, that they understand that there's an imperative here to get going, and there's some action that they have to take upon themselves and that they have responsibility for now. This isn't something they can plan or push off to fiscal 2012.
All right. Excellent insight. Thank you very much for being on to talk about these issues, Bill. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Bill.